Scott, it's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, and once again, it's time for the We Got the Geek survey. And this week, we're going to be asking John the questions, and we'll see what answers he has for us. See if he is a true geek.
Okay.
He's sitting here wearing a yellow Star Trek captain shirt. I'm pretty sure I have the answer to that.
And he's got Batman on his computer. But there's no wrong answers here, man. We just get your opinion on certain questions, and then there's a speed round.
Ooh.
All right, so we're going to start off with an easy one. Can you name 5 movies that you just can't live without, that you never get tired of watching?
Dodgeball. I can see Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek. Any of them, really.
Okay.
Any diehards, like anything with Bruce Willis, I don't really, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
They're all just so good.
It's funny that you brought up Dodgeball. I was telling Kath there is a guy at my work that looks like Pirate Steve.
Steve the Pirate?
Yep.
Actually, on test I had in gym class, he won an example of an exercise for agility. I said Dodgeball. I got 2 out of 2.
Cool.
Because I put, because you dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Right on the test.
Oh my god.
Nice. Alright, the question that I'm more interested in, besides your favorite movies, are, can you name the worst movie you ever saw, something you wish you hadn't seen, something you wish you hadn't wasted 2 hours of your life on?
The Room.
Is that the one you like?
I don't like it. You made everybody watch it.
Didn't make me watch it.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, hi, dog.
Worse than Transformers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Tests are back. I have cancer.
He didn't even have to think of that answer either. Like, boom, right out there.
You can thank Sue Spencer for that one.
Yep.
She made me watch it, and then now you have to find somebody to, like, inflict with it. That's how it goes. That's how anybody's ever seen this movie.
You've never made me watch it, so.
I tried.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, you gotta watch this. And you refused.
Oh, well.
Mean.
Alright, what are some of your favorite TV shows from the past or present?
From the past, definitely Sliders. X-Files, always a classic. Present, it's Dexter. Love Dexter. There's Parks and Rec. There's Community, of course. I haven't really seen a lot of the new seasons. I'm busy. How I Met Your Mother. Always watch Quantum Leap.
Good man.
Quantum Leap. Classic, was it John Bakula? Or Scott Bakula?
Yeah.
Bakula? Count Bakula? I don't know. But it's a good show.
Good man, good man. Dexter, they just announced this week that the next season will be the last season.
July, end of July.
Yeah, so Kath, maybe you can finally catch up.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I will not spoil it. It's going to be amazing.
People die, I guess.
Yeah, people get chopped up.
It's a Dexter action figure out now, too.
With extra chopping action?
Yep. Alright, what is a guilty pleasure that you watch on TV?
Ooh, a guilty pleasure that I watch on TV.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and say, a little not superhero, but I like Holmes on Holmes. Home Guard Television is my best friend.
Not as bad as what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think he was going to say?
His big dreamy show.
Grey's Anatomy? No.
Oh, jeez.
Anytime. I'm at home, pop on HGTV and watch Mike Holmes.
That's cool. Usually the answer to that is someone will mention some reality-based TV show.
Never.
Holmes is reality-based.
Well, kind of, I guess. It's, you know what I mean. Survivor, Big Brother, or So I Married a Little Person, or
So I Married a Little Person.
That was fun.
Did you watch the Celebrity Wife Swap, by the way? I noticed you recorded
that. No, I missed the good one.
The Kate Gosselin.
Kate Gosselin and Kendra Wilkinson.
Was it Coolio and Mark McGrath last night?
Yeah, I think so.
Yay.
Clearly, that's Jay's guilty pleasure.
Well, you brought up Sliders, actually. That's a show I always meant to get into. Like,
it's on Netflix.
Okay.
As you may have seen, I've watched it on your Netflix.
Cool, so that's one you would recommend, then?
Yes.
All right,
freaking
cool.
Love our Netflix.
Doesn't work.
does.
And Sala was on it. All right.
Yeah.
I just don't know who to blame when I see crap up there. It's like, were you watching it? Was Kelso watching
it? Oh, you ask me all the time. Yeah. Okay. Favorite superhero movie?
That is probably the hardest question I've ever had to answer. I love Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I also love anything Marvel. Like, I love Iron Man. But if you want, like, superheroes, it's going to be, like, with an actual power, Superman for sure.
Okay.
But if you want money, it'll be Iron Man.
Cool. All right. Then that brings up the backup question. What was your favorite Batman movie? Is it the Val Kilmer one?
No. Michael Keaton. Batman and Batman Returns.
All right. Cool. All right, what's the geekiest item that you own?
Geekiest item that I own?
Yeah.
I have a 4-foot R2-D2 3D puzzle 3D, that's assembled somewhere, or it was at one point.
Cool.
Yeah. It has a little talking box and everything.
Oh, wow, cool. That is awesome, then. Let's say we were making a We Got the Geek movie. Who would play you in the movie?
Who would play me? I don't know. Can I play myself? No?
You can pick anyone you want to play you. Anne Hathaway's playing Kath.
That's true.
And Dennis Leary's playing me for some reason.
I think Finn from Glee should play him. Or Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher would be good.
Finn from Glee was the younger version of Ben Browder on that one episode of Stargate.
You look more like Finn from Glee than Ashton Kutcher. I'm just saying.
But I say more stupid stuff like Ashton Kutcher.
Finn's not too bad at his stupid stuff.
And then you can team up with the Archies.
True.
All right.
Yeah, Kutcher. We'll go with Kutcher.
Kutcher, okay. Who wins a fight... The Battle of the Leonard Nimoys. Spock or Sentinel Prime?
I think Spock would win. If Spock could come back from the dead.
True, yeah, he did, actually.
And Sentinel Prime is just a poor robot with a beard.
True.
I mean, Nimoy doesn't even have a beard.
Oh, when he was evil Spock, he did.
But still.
Cool. Can you name a movie that you wish would have gotten a sequel?
None?
Okay.
Sequels are rarely good, as we can tell, like,
right.
From Transformers.
Yeah.
Although, that's tough, because there's been a lot of movies out that should deserve a sequel, and I can't remember any of them.
My go-to answer for that one is always Unbreakable.
The Sixth Sense, good call. I'll go with that one.
Cool.
That could have gone one more.
Back in the days when M. Night Shyamalan was relevant.
How could you have gone Sixth Sense again, though?
Well, I mean, they can always have, like, a son that had the same power.
Okay.
Would be interesting if Bruce Willis confronted the kid knowing he was a ghost. Because he didn't know in that
movie. Where's your ghost now?
Bitch.
Is there a movie or TV series you would like to see the Transformers crossover with?
GoBots.
They were the Kmart of the Transformers.
They sure were. I want to see... Actually, make it like a Transformers, GoBots, and Beast Wars, kind of. That'd be pretty sick.
Did you have the toys when you were a kid?
No.
No?
I had the Power Rangers toys.
How'd you get into the Transformers, then?
I watch cartoons all the time. I actually have the original series and movie on DVD. I got the box set a couple years ago.
Oh, cool.
But, no, it was the TV show I watched every day.
Cool. All right, that brings us to the speed round.
Okay.
So, I'm going to give you two choices. You just pick one. Kirk or Picard?
Kirk.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Transformers or GoBots?
Transformers.
Megan Fox or Rose Huntington Whitley?
Rose Huntington Whitley.
Autobots or Decepticons?
Autobots.
Chris Pine or William Shatner?
Chris Pine.
Superman or Batman?
Batman.
Ewoks or Tribbles?
Ewoks.
DeLorean or TARDIS?
TARDIS.
Darth Vader or Darth Maul?
Darth Vader.
Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield?
Andrew Garfield.
DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Michael Keaton or Christian Bale?
Christian Bale.
Klingons or Stormtroopers?
Klingons.
That's all I got. Anything else you'd like for Q&A time with John?
No, I know way too much about him already.
Well, I did learn that I should watch Sliders, and that he likes Quantum Leap, which is A-okay in my books.
Quantum Leap is pretty awesome. It's like the Archer before Archer.
Are you into Archer as well?
I actually like the Enterprise series. It was a good series.
Yeah, I tried to get into that series. I watched the first season and...
You know what? Skip right to season 2 and then watch season 3. 3 is the best season. But 2 ties into 3, so you can't...
Okay. I remember reading about it and I watched some of it. There was a season that was one long story.
3.
Was it the Bindi?
The Vindi.
The Vindi, nope. Okay. An alien attacked Earth.
The Zindi.
Zindi, yes.
Yes. It was just a little... If you want to see the girl that played Tupal, the mm-hmm. Vulcan, just get all crazy and sexy.
Well, I think she is the hottest Star Trek actress.
She gets more... not as proper and... She couldn't let her hairs down and... Her temper's coming back. She can't suppress her emotions and... She's violent.
Right, so that was season 3?
Season 3.
Maybe I'll just jump right ahead to that then, because it's on
Watch
Netflix.
Watch the last
too.
Episode of season 2.
All right.
And then season 3, because it kind of ties in.
Did you notice the Archer comment in the Star Trek movie?
Of course. Yeah. Admiral Archer's Beagle, he beamed it up. And
I didn't catch that at first until I read about it.
The second time around.
Yeah, me too. Cool. You thought he was talking about Archer the cartoon, didn't you?
Yeah. Maybe.
Disappointed.
Yeah, very excited.
How far back in Community are you?
I just have to watch half of last season and then this season.
Yeah, there are only 3 episodes in this season so far.
Well, the problem with my DVR, when I used to have one, is when they used to play back-to-back, they would only record the ones that had it on the schedule. So okay. I see, like, episode 1, 3, 6, and so I just kind of stopped.
Cool.
Yup.
Yep. All right, so that is the Geek Survey, done in record time, 12 and a half minutes. So, again, thanks for coming out, John. We hope to have you on for many more segments in the future.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, who is the Star Trek actor that's going to be at Niagara Falls Comic Con this year?
Oh, Tim Ross.
Are you excited about that?
Yes, I got to meet Tuvok, because I have a picture with Robert Picardo, the guy that played Doctor and Voyager.
Yeah.
So I got to get a picture of him. January was just too long and too expensive.
Yeah. Oh, and she doesn't talk to the fans, apparently.
No, she's ugly. Apparently she didn't have a gym on her ship.
Oh! All right, so you heard it here first. Captain Janeway didn't work out. Straight from John himself. So thanks again, John.
You're welcome.
And everyone listening, have a great week.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.